As a single mother myself who works a full-time job, there is no such separation. There is no distinct place and time for work and family. The line is blurred, if it ever existed at all. Then at home you take care of the kids, cleaning and cooking. And then at work you teach, you conference with clients and attend meetings, but at the same time, you also text the babysitter, call preschools, and fill out that ball registration forms. And on a very rare occasions, you find yourself without a babysitter. Your kids come into work with you sometimes. You know, like I said, being a mom, there are no distinct boxes. You don't get to be a miss or just a mom exclusively, because we are both all the time. Welcome back to another episode of our Season 2 podcast of The Real Talk with Queen by Chinita Filipina. Cheers to all single moms out there! You know, if you're raising a child on your own, you're in a good company. Because single parent families are more common than ever. Know how to manage some of the special challenges single parents experience and what you can do to raise a happy, healthy kid. Now listen up on this episode as we're going to talk about ways to achieve balance as a single parent. So, before we jump in, what are the common single parent challenges? Just name me one. Well, I'd say child rearing can be difficult under any circumstances. Without a partner, the stakes are higher. And as a single parent, you might have sole responsibility for all aspects of day-to-day child care. Being a single parent can result in added pressure, stress, and fatigue. You know, if you're too tired or distracted to be emotionally supportive or consistently discipline your child, behavioral problems might arise. And this is another challenge for us single parents. So, how do we achieve a balanced life as a single parent? And to basically reduce stress in your single parent family, here are some of the strategies that I have found useful in regaining some of the me time that gets lost during parenting, especially now that my kid is already on his teen. I have somehow managed to find ways to fill the adult me tank that occasionally gets low on fuel. And these tips are not only for single parents, but for anyone who knows the challenges of parenting may find them useful. First is that you have to make your free time meaningful. Now, what do I think of when I first think of free time? Let's see. Vacuuming the living room, unloading the dishwasher, ironing clothes. You know, how much of that is restorative to me? None. I'm the master of getting everything done before giving something to myself. What I have learned in finding ways to balance the responsibilities of parenting with restoring myself is to deliberately schedule activities during my 24-hour allotted time that are meaningful to me. Let me give you an example. When I was still working in the Philippines, I used to work in a call center in a graveyard shift, and my kid's still young then, like maybe 8 or 9 years old. So what I do after working hours, I go straight for my boxing gym lesson. And then I go back home, I'll fix his stuff for school, then he goes to school. And then in the evening, you know, before I go to work, I make sure my alarm is set in early so I can still have time to bond with him. In which you can do the same in a regular basis. Let's say on Sundays, you know, starts going to meditation class for an hour. It's only an hour and it will feed you spiritually and emotionally. It's like McDonald's for the soul. Or also starts running with a friend on Sundays. And to save time, I suggest you go on a location that is extremely closest to your house. Because with this arrangement, you can do something that is meaningful without spending your precious free time traveling. Or perhaps running around, like around a lake further away, would have been slightly more scenic, and you might know stuff like that, because it will help you maintain your free time. Very meaningful. Break the rules of parenting occasionally. Ask someone or your trusted friend or family to babysit your kid for those who have a toddler in the midst. So you can at least go shopping, go to the salon, have a haircut or a manicure, pedicure, or come back home fresh. You know, it's quite relaxing and restorative, but hard to do if there's a toddler in the midst. So how do you gain some me time? Is by breaking the rules. I know for us moms, we felt slightly guilty about leaving our kids behind, but at least for a few hours, you got to relax, because it really will bring you some balance into your life, trust me. Network with other parents. Spending time bonding with your child are really special. Happy moments is what they said. But from my perspective, there's still a self that needs to be fed. And how? By forming social relationships with other parents. You can plan and enjoy activities that are child-centered, but that also allows you to engage in healthy adult-to-adult communication. Like coffee shop play dates, trips to nature centers, and eating out are all activities that can include your child. But at the same time, you can find ways to connect with adults and explore the non-child side of you, so be a social butterfly. Find people that care about you and your child or children. Let's say going out for ice cream is so much more fun with another adult. And if you are a parent that does most of the hands-on work, it's so freeing to have another adult around you who can clean up that spilled water or take the child to wash her hands. A loving adult who cares about you and your child can be a gift that you can never repay. And the best thing about this is that the other adult is fresh. They are likely in a good spot mentally and probably have had a good night's sleep and stuff like that. Going out with another adult allows you to continue to bond with your child. But at the same time, you can get that break you might need. And hey, don't forget to have a hot fudge sundae while you're at it. You deserve it anyhow. Sign your child up for activities you enjoyed. Finally, my boy is enrolled in music classes, which he is now learning guitar and drums lessons. Now, each of these benefits me in some way, like the music class is fun. And since I love music and I played piano, for those who don't know, that is something that we can do together as mom and son bonding, you know. Don't pack too much in your free time. You know, I have found that when I have an evening free, let's say Thursday or Friday evening, I want to do all the things I enjoyed in one evening. Like, I want to go to a movie and go out for a dinner. And I've learned over the past couple of months to pick only one of the two and to savor the luxury of not rushing to and from different activities. By only going out for a dinner, I have a leisurely hour to get to the restaurant, you know, eat a good food as a treat to myself, and then go home, have some of my wine. And after that, I can do whatever I want at home. It makes me more relaxed and enjoyable.
Although I was in a committed relationship for about 2.5 years, when I found out I was pregnant and shared the news with my partner at the time, his reaction made me realize that nothing in life's certain. And that's okay, there's nothing wrong with that. In life, variables change. Can you name one thing in life that you're certain about? If you really think about it, I'm pretty sure you can't. We're not even sure if the sun's gonna rise in the morning. But what's important is not to dwell on the facts of uncertainty, but rather to accept the realization and move forward with it, not against it. And so when I found out I was pregnant, I considered what my future would be like as a single mom. Pretty much, I knew I was gonna be a single mom. When I pictured my life having a baby, I pretty much pictured a fairy tale. I pictured myself getting married, buying a house, waiting a year and traveling, and then having a baby. I pretty much wanted to have it all planned. I think most of us can agree that's how we want to see things go. But as they say, life happens when you start planning. I didn't want to have a child under such stressful and unsupportive circumstances. I thought of all my different options, but I couldn't imagine terminating my pregnancy. I'm 30 years old and I've done more than enough in my life. I felt deep inside my heart that I was ready to have a baby. It was time and I knew it was the right thing to do. And to be honest, I'm so glad I did it because Ashton is my world and I love him so much. I don't even remember what life was like before him. To be honest, I was terrified when I found out I was pregnant. I think I stood in my room for about a week watching Netflix and just thinking and thinking and thinking of all my different options. It's scary knowing you're gonna keep a baby and possibly be a single mom. Even though I had lost all, you know, the structural support as a result of ending my relationship at the time, I mean, I had no plan, but deep inside, I still just knew this was the right thing to do. I couldn't even picture my life with a baby before, especially like with my lifestyle. I had no desire to have a baby anytime soon. I would always say I want a baby by 30, but deep inside I don't really know how much I meant it. So I haven't had any emotional support from my son's father, but where I do get my support from is my family and close friends. I don't know how I could have done it without them. My mom is my rock and she has been walking through this with me every step of the way. Balancing your life as a single parent is hard work. I feel like the minutes of the day just pass by so fast and I always have so much to do between, you know, my personal work and just spending time with the baby. I used to get very stressed and, you know, just feel guilty with dividing my time between, you know, personal work and spending time with the baby. So to avoid this, at the beginning of the week, what I try to do is plan out what I have to do. I try to schedule everything out and then work in coordination with my mother's schedule as well as taking advantage of the days that I have my nanny scheduled. So usually on the days where I have my nanny, I use those days to be the most productive. I work, I either go on makeup jobs or I work from home, I respond to all my emails, I handle all my bills, and just try to make the most out of my day. For example, on Mondays and Wednesdays, I work out with my trainer in the evening. So, you know, I coordinate that with my mom in advance so she knows. Weekends, I usually, you know, work weddings or I'm on set. Luckily, I'm very blessed and grateful that I have such a great support system. My mom has the weekends off, so she's able to watch Ashton and he's just obviously in the best care. You know, your baby's in no better care than with their grandparents. I do what works best for me, and you know, you just need to figure out how your life is, what your support system is, and what's going to work best for you. And just once you get that schedule going, I feel like everything works out. Life just starts to like slowly balance itself out. So I had to sacrifice living in my own apartment to relocating back home with my parents and being in a supportive environment, which in the end ended up being the best thing for me and for Ashton. I don't know how long I'm gonna stay living with them. You know, first year was a must, and I even feel like the second year is a must, but I'm in no rush. I feel like moving home really helped me balance out my life. If I didn't have just like the support, even just that 1 hour where I'm like, Mom, I gotta go run and do my nails, can you watch Ashton? I would go crazy. Like, I couldn't imagine just always having a nanny and paying for a nanny just when you want to go do errands. It helps me so much. At the moment, to have a full-time nanny come 5 days a week doesn't work for me. It's one, it's very expensive. Two, I like to have at least 2 days out of the week where it's just me and Ashton and we spend quality time together. Those are the days, you know, I take them to like a theme park, or we go to a play yard, or you know, I do something with one of my mom friends. So balance is very important. You need to take care of your child, but you also need to take care of yourself and make sure that you're happy. At the end of the day, a lot of moms need to realize that a happy mom is a good mom. You know, even if it's just like the smallest things, like going and doing my nails, or you know, setting up a facial once in a while, or going out with my girlfriends to dinner, even though half the time I'm dying to rush back home to Ashton, I still make that time for myself, and that still helps me balance out my life.
You know, balance isn't about a 50-50 split between being a parent and nourishing yourself. As a parent with lots of hands-on parenting time, balance means being creative about finding ways to maximize the free time one does have, and about being intentional about what is being gained during that time. It's also about finding ways to bring yourself into the parenting process and to secretly gain something for your own self while you are on a parenting process. Because there is no wrong if you will go leave your toddler for just an hour, let's say, and have, you know, and have a time to yourself, give yourself a break. You know, do not feel guilty, because we all deserve to have a break in some point of our lives. And being a single parent can be a challenging but rewarding experience, of course. So by showing your child love and respect, taking honestly and staying positive, you can lessen your stress and help your child thrive. And that is the truth about the work-home-life balance as a single mother. I think most mothers, single, married, and otherwise can relate. You know, there are not separate spaces for parenting at work because they resist separation. Mothers are magical creatures who fulfill several roles and juggle multiple responsibilities daily, which is equal parts gratifying and exhausting. In turn, everything just gets thrown into the same pile labeled as to-do. Then we handle it like the bosses we are, right? I hope you all learned something for today's episode. Now I have a challenge for all single parents out there. Take notice of what you do on a daily basis. Are there things that seems out of balance? Are there changes you could make to find more balance in this aspect of your life? You know, we'd love to hear from you. And this coming Mother's Day, what is your best tip for finding balance as a mother? Please Please send us your thoughts. You can send us email at info.chinitafilipina.com. You can call into our podcast using the Anchor mobile app and send us voice message. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram, and you can visit our website at www.chinitafilipina.com. Don't forget to check out my store at onestopsurplus.myshopify.com. Use our promo code CHINITA for free shipping international. The links are going to be provided in the description box. To continue supporting us, please be one of our supporters by clicking that button, become our supporter, or you can subscribe and listen to our RSS feeds via Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podbean, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Now stay tuned to our next episode only here at anchor.fm.